In the first of this pair of stories, we heard from a few of the Duffys holding a reunion at the Inn at Warm Springs earlier this month. Duffys is how O5Ds were referred to, and Jack Cross told about their roles in countless military operations.
We were not frontline troops. We supported everybody, the intelligence field. We gave them what they needed to be able to do their mission.
Through radio fingerprinting, these units were able to locate parts of other armies and, in some cases, a, quotes, unit thought to be defunct, end quotes. Elizio Lujan described a time when he received such a signal. A Duffy from another unit told him. A Duffy from another unit said,
and we said to NSA, and they said, oh, that's a Cat 1 hit. And what it turned out to be a Chinese unit way in the western part of China that was transmitting very low level that we had actually thought had been either disseminated or disbanded after Korea, but it was still there.
During conflicts and Cold War, the goal was always to keep gathering data and keep tabs on where any opposing forces were. Again, Jack Cross.
I went in the Army in 1964, and I retired in 1993. The military intelligence field is extremely stressful. The schools are not physical, they're more mental. The stress that can be put on you in the school, let alone when you get out and actually do your job, is just unbelievable. The decisions that you make are life and death for people, and you don't have time to sit there and think about it. You do your job, you get your results, and people act on it at that point.
For those enjoying the reunion, time and distance from when they were recruited, helps add a little humor and humility to some memories. Walter Hutchins.
This was an era where we still had the draft, and most of the young enlisted personnel in the agency were college dropouts, people that were motivated by the draft not to wind up in the infantry. And the recruiters told a great story. You know, we're going to fit you for a cloak and dagger. We'll do clandestine kind of things. And most of all, there's no Army security agent in Vietnam. Well, where do I sign up? Well, you sign up for 4 years. Yeah, I'm going to put one over on the Army. I'm not going to spend 2 years in the infantry. I'm going to be a spy.
Most of the young men and eventually women who were trained to read radio signals for direction finding were stationed in remote places, and many of those at the recent reunion had post-military careers in security monitoring and intelligence, too. Jack talked about some of his experiences after his time at Fort Blevins. After his time in training at Fort Blevins.
I received additional training in what they call RDF, Airborne Radio Direction Finding. And we flew around, and we weren't supersonic. We weren't 20,000 feet in the air. We were maybe 500-600 feet over the jungle. And we were a very slow-moving plane that we made a very nice target. And we got a lot of bullet holes in us every now and then. And
Tom Tom Richardson of Bukova, the reunion organizer for 2019, summed up why it's important to recall and document things that happened during that era and to honor the people who were as he said,
of things that have gone on in the past, the people who were in the shadows, literally worked in the shadows without any kind of recognition, didn't want any recognition, and certainly didn't get any much recognition, at least at the time. And I think it's just incredible some of the things that were done by relatively low-ranking people in our military. It wasn't the generals that came up with this. It wasn't the colonels. A lot of times it's the lonely PFCs.
For more information about the Duffys and their every other year reunions, please call 839-2589. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.